Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Wow, now that's the sound of rock cracking. Once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics on the air, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. We're glad to have you back. This is it. This is tax week. April 15th is here. Your taxes are due. I hope you got your check in the mail to the United States Treasury so you won't have to go to jail. It seems like President Barack Obama more and more wants more taxes. We saw that when he unleashed, and I say unleashed, his budget proposal. And it didn't go anywhere if the Democrats, won't go anywhere if the Republicans. Once again, it's a futile effort to see this president. Remember last year, I believe every year he's put out a budget. I think he's got zero votes in the Senate, zero votes in the House. And that includes Democrats and Republicans. Maybe he got one or two a year or two ago. But anyway, his budget is atrocious. And he loves taxes. We'll talk about that coming up in about the middle of the show. Until then, we got a lot of news. Let me hit the headlines right here. I'm going to talk about number one. Have you heard about Rick Santorum? He came runner-up to Mitt Romney in the Republican nomination. Now, of course, now that Mitt Romney lost, you think, well, what if Rick Santorum had gotten a nomination? Maybe he could have done better. I think he could have. He held on some great conservative ideas, but what's going on with his event in Michigan? Then also, we're going to be talking about a Tombstone of the Week award. It's going to Bill O'Reilly. He's the pinhead. And I'll tell you why he's a pinhead. If you know Bill O'Reilly, tell him to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics and listen to why he gets this week's Tombstone of the Week award. I'll be telling him and you both at the end of the show. So hang on for this week's Tombstone of the Week award going to Bill O'Reilly, that is. But also, let me tell you about, we got a couple more stories that if you hadn't heard about, you need to hear about those. One thing is the Christian community. Evangelicals are upset because there's an army list that has them as extremists, along with the Al-Qaeda and Hamas and evangelical Americans. Can you believe that? Well, there's got some people in the Congress upset too. So we're going to talk about that. And hey, can a Republican discuss anything, anywhere? You remember Mitt Romney got hit with blindsided by, it was Jimmy Carter's grandson. They finally revealed that 47%, that 40% came back, haunted him, got beat. But now Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader, believes his campaign meeting was bugged and the FBI is looking into it. And so we'll talk something about that. All kind of things are coming out. I also want to tell you about Benji Backer. You remember Benji? We're going to put a link to our show back a couple months ago. We had Benji on this show, really. We broke him out into the national limelight because he's just been on Megyn Kelly's Fox News Live, her show, and we're going to play a little clip from that. But Benji Backer is out there speaking, standing up strong. He's just 15 years old, and yet he will not back down. He's got some liberal teachers who have abused him and misused him in their words that they used against him, bullying this 15-year-old student, and he's bringing it out. He's telling about it, and he's even had to leave schools, but he was on Megyn Kelly's show, and thank goodness he's getting back in the national spotlight. We had him first right here, an exclusive on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. People around the nation are getting to know what a great guy he is, standing up for his principles and values. And we need more people like Benji Backer. And thank goodness for students. It gives us hope for the future. So we're going to play a clip from him in just a minute. Now, where do we go from here, folks? This is tax week. And we're going to get into talking about the taxes in just a few minutes. But let me go to this story about Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum, he was right behind Mitt Romney, gave Mitt a good run for his money, and Mitt just probably had more money. That's the reason why he won. The Republican establishment said, we want Mitt Romney, and they did everything they could to squeeze out Rick Santorum from having any voice or chance. But I will say this, Rick Santorum has been staying in the news, staying out there, and staying on his principles. But guess what? He was going to go to speak about leadership to a school in Michigan, a high school, and he was invited there by the, Young Americans for Freedom, and we've had some of their representatives on our show before in the past, a great group, Young Americans for Freedom. But the students at Grassy Point South High School in Michigan, they were going to get to hear Rick Santorum. But guess what? The leadership there thought, oh, this guy, he believes in traditional marriage. He must be anti-gay. So they said, no, we won't. He was disinvited, said, you can't come here. And there was an uproar. And so making a long story short, basically they said, yes, you can come to the school and speak. But guess what? They have to send out a form to every parent, and the parents have to agree that their child can hear the presidential candidate, former presidential candidate Rick Santorum. Now, is that not where is freedom of speech, folks? I mean, you hear if he was a gay rights activist and some just far out left field ideas, he would be in there in a second. But now the parents have to sign off. You know why? Because he stands up for marriage between one man and one woman, not afraid to say anything about it. And think of this, just 1 year ago, at this point, last year, 2012, President Barack Obama had the same standing. He believed in marriage between one man and one woman. And how many times did parents have to sign off saying their child could listen to Barack Obama, who has the most leftist, Marxist, communist ideas in every high school he went to? The parents never had to sign off that their child could go listen to the president. And yet Rick Santorum, because he believes in one man marrying one woman as marriage, then therefore he is some kind of piranha. But see, people who call for tolerance and diversity cannot stand tolerance and diversity. Listen, I remember the time people would say, yes, I don't believe in what you say, but I will fight to the death for your freedom of speech. Where is that attitude? Well, I'll tell you another thing about this that just destroys the First Amendment freedom of speech. When you can't discuss a subject, if people disagree with you, if you can't come in and communicate, then they just start throwing labels, calling you names, and things get vicious. And that's exactly what these in the far left, they want to control speech. They don't want anybody to hear Rick Santorum because he has conservative ideas. Listen. This is America. Free speech is at risk. And I'm telling you this. I'm bringing this story to you because I'm telling you there's people who do not want diversity. They do not want a tolerance. They want tyranny. They want their way or the highway over and over. We've heard it again. So my hat's off to Rick Santorum for standing up and saying, you know my views, I'm coming, I want to speak, I'm going to speak on leadership, and that's what he's coming to a high school for. And the leadership of the high school wants to shut him down because of his views on marriage that's been everybody's view for the last 5,000 years. And now we got this new thing called gay marriage. And if you're for it or against it, everybody should be for the First Amendment right of free speech. Do not let tyranny win this battle. Do not let tyranny win this battle. I don't care if you're for gay marriage or against gay marriage. We must have freedom of speech. people should be able to present their ideas and debate and talk and communicate. When tyranny says, no, we will not listen to your idea, get those people out of positions of power. That is tyranny. And this country will lose a lot of dignity. They'll lose all kind of the precious right of freedom of speech. That's what's made this country so great. People can share their ideas. And a lot of ideas aren't great, but they ought to be able to share them. And if you shut off debate, if you shut off any kind of notion that somebody has a right of freedom of speech, then we're killing ourselves. We're committing suicide as a society. And I'm going to tell my friends, I do have friends on the far left, you should be up in arms about this. Freedom of speech. Let people speak. And if not, if you're for tyranny, then get out there and stop lying about it and say, I'm for tyranny. I'm for shutting down freedom of speech. Go out there and say, shut down the First Amendment right of freedom of speech. If you believe in that, talk about it. But don't hide. And don't run and throw things and call people names. Come out here and let's have a debate. Now, is that enough on Rick Santorum? when people threaten the freedom of speech, it makes me upset. I'll slow down and calm down, but I must let you know we have to protect the freedom of speech, the freedom of diversity and tolerance and thought. And if you don't want somebody to speak, then you belong to tyranny. We got to communicate. And the far left is shutting down freedom of speech faster than we can turn around. That's the other story I was going to tell you about. The freedom of speech, we go to the story about what's going on in the United States military. It's been over and over. We've talked about it, some of it on this show before. Everything from they confiscated and outlawed Bibles at Walter Reed Hospital, where our sickest and most injured soldiers go to get rehabilitated, and they said they didn't want to have any Bibles there. And finally, because of people in Congress, that was rescinded. But why was it ever put out in the first place? And now we find out that some organizations like the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, they're linked to Al-Qaeda as domestic terrorists, domestic hate groups. Give me a break. You may hate somebody. You may not like their political views, but to equate them with Al-Qaeda? With Al-Qaeda? Come on. The Southern Poverty Law Center, I believe, is what really got that information. And I'm telling you, America, wake up. When people don't like your politics, they start pointing and calling names. And now we've got people, good Americans. You may not like their politics, but they're not doing anyone harm. And then when they equate them with a hate group, shame on whoever did that. There should be an investigation of what's going on in the military. Where's this coming from? If it's coming from the top. And now with the gay marriage, they start twisting the chaplain's arms and telling them this is how you will conduct ceremonies, even if you don't believe in it. And freedom of speech is being threatened by this administration. And it's time, people, if you give up what you have, I call it the Esau syndrome. And people who know the Bible, if you know the Old Testament story about Jacob and Esau, well, Esau was supposed to get his father Isaac's inheritance, everything passed down. But Jacob made some stew when he's hungry one time, and he gave it all away. Well, that's what's happening. We're giving away freedom of speech and freedom of religion. If we don't stand up, it's going to be gone, folks. It's going to be gone. They're just cutting away at it everywhere you turn around. And we've got to move on with the show, but I just wanted you to understand how important that it is for me to make sure that we protect the First Amendment rights, our civil rights. Again, it's our civil rights, just like our Second Amendment rights. And I talked about, you know, a few shows ago, how we need to make sure that we, you know, if I was going to run for president, I'd say in our civil rights division, we're going to protect the Second Amendment right and the First Amendment rights. Where are they? Well, again, I want to thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We have a lot to talk about. This is our tax show, and it's coming up in just a minute. Before we do, I want to remind you, you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you. One more thing I want to talk about, or a couple more things, before we get into our tax show, the part of that. And before we do, I want to remind you, April 15th, this is the week. You can go to FreedomWorks, freedomworks.org. You can click on our homepage, that picture of Matt Kibbe there, and they got the new fair tax deal. It's the new fair deal. And they're talking about what America needs to get our economy going again. So go there and check that out. Our good friends at FreedomWorks. I also want to tell you about my website. You can go to rocksplittingpolitics.com. Order my book. That's what helps keep us on the air. We appreciate those who got the book. And get one for your friends, your neighbors. And we're glad that you help keep us on the air. We got new listeners. I want to thank you for tuning in to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Let me remind you, if anybody missed the two shows with Rafael Cruz, the father of Senator Ted Cruz, who has been in the news, standing up for freedom, standing up for the Constitution. If you want to know what gives him his backbone, go back and listen to our shows of his father, Rafael Cruz. And I want to remind you that you are our reason. You are our reason why we can do things and tell you things here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics when we're here anywhere else. We had an exclusive a couple of weeks ago, and I told you about a story about over in France. And I don't know if you remember that. If you hadn't listened, you go back and listen. There's one of our Tombstone of the Week award because the White House was not standing up for freedom. What's going on in France even now? A lot of Jews are leaving the country of France. Now, these are the Jews who came from Northern Africa less than 100 years ago. They migrated because they were being abused in Northern Africa. They went to France. And now, because of the Muslim population in France, they're being abused again. And they're just simply tired of it. And a lot of them are leaving France, going to Israel or New York, and reported about that. And it's the same thing with Coptic Christians in Egypt. That they're being abused and murdered. And we told you the story. We're actually in mosque in Egypt. And a lot of Muslim clerics apologized, but they took Coptic Christians into mosque in Egypt, and they tortured them. And some were killed. The reason the White House got the Tombstone of the Week award, because I'm saying, where are you? Where is the White House standing up for freedom? America always backs freedom, at least we have in the past. And that's why I wanted to bring that up. And if some of you missed that story, I'll put a link to it on the. You can go to our notes about this show, and I'll have a link to that story about the Jews leaving this country of France. But I want to say, just like I told about Rick Santorum and freedom of speech, where's the White House? They should be up in arms that a school would not have Rick Santorum there because of freedom of speech. This White House, this administration, fails to stand up for freedom. And that's why you got to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics and know what's going on. And I'll bring you some of these stories you won't hear anywhere else. But let's, one other thing I mentioned is Senator Mitch McConnell. He's got the FBI involved because somebody's listening in, and they listened in on his strategy campaign meeting and put it out in Mother Jones. Now, why would Mother Jones print something? Something's obtained illegally, and that's exactly what the FBI is looking at. But the left, they never stop cheating, never stop misleading, they never stop deceiving. And if we don't really get on the ball. We saw what happened. We got beat last election, and we know we can't give up. And if you feel depressed, go back and listen to Rafael Cruz, and he'll get you fired up because he's fired up. He's not ready to give up on freedom, and I'm not either, and that's why we're bringing this show. But I did want to make sure you know that the left is never going to stop lying, cheating, doing whatever they can to stay in power, and we're going to have to work extra hard. Now, I told you about Benji Backer. Let me play a clip. He was on Megyn Kelly's show, Fox Live News, and he did a great job. I can play just a little clip because he's a friend. We helped our exclusive of him. He's put him in the national spotlight back on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics a couple months ago. And let's take a listen to what he's doing.
Benji Backer joins us live now from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Benji, welcome to the program. It's unbelievable to read your story and how you chronicle instance after instance in which various teachers, and not just one, had a serious issue with your support of Governor Romney, your support of Scott Walker, and what they perceived as your non-support of the teachers in their battle with your governor. What was the worst incident?
The worst incident, Megan, was with my English teacher. He had a day in class early this year where he decided to tell me that small business workers and owners take off Fridays and summers. He also told me that he worked harder than my dad. He told me that he didn't have enough money to stabilize his family working for the teachers, so he had to work in the summer painting houses. And this went on for a few months. Throughout those few months, he asked how much my parents made. He again told me how much harder he worked. And I actually looked up his salary and showed it to him. In the 2010 to a 2011 school year, he was making $105,000, including benefits. It's absurd that he would say something like that, especially about my family, in front of a whole class as well. And wow. He was also indoctrinating the students.
And that was Benji Backer, 15-year-old from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You heard him first on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad he's been hitting the national scene now, and we wish him all the success, and there need to be many more Benji Backers all over the country. So let's get behind these young people. That's what our country is going to depend on, people like Benji Backer who have a keen sense of what's going on and what they need to do for a youth movement. Now, it's time to get ready for my thoughts about this season's taxes. Let's go. There they go again. It's the Beatles singing the progressive songs, the liberal song, the communist song, the Marxist song. Is that Barack Obama's theme song, Tax Man? Well, it seems like it. But what I want to do is give you a perspective that you won't hear anywhere else. Let's get an overall picture. Everybody can talk about your taxes. We know they went up on people making over $450,000. They made that a deal. It is hurting people who can afford to jump in and jumpstart businesses. It's hurting people who need jobs. And we're seeing it hurting our economy. But the worst thing, and what we mentioned before, is Obamacare, the way the medical device tax is shutting down jobs. I know as a dentist, it affects me because, and I've mentioned before on this show, the medical device tax, well, the FDA, anything that the government approves, they say, well, that's a medical device. If you use it in dentistry or if you use it in veterinary medicine, if you go see your veterinarian, you're going to be paying more money because everything that the FDA approves, they pretty much call it a medical tax. They tax the manufacturer, passes it on to the supplier. Supplier passes it on to your veterinarian or your dentist, your doctor. Prices are going up, folks, and it's hurting, and it's going to cause a squeeze play for jobs. It's going to cause a squeeze play. It goes back to what we know. And Ronald Reagan said this. Other people said it. There's taxes, so many built in. Corporations do not pay taxes. You raise taxes on corporations. They pass it on to the as fees or products, prices, and the government is shooting the little man. The poorest get hurt worst of all, and that is what happens when you get a government that's too big. Well, let me tell you what's going on in government. This is something you may not have heard anywhere else. I want to go back to John D. Rockefeller. We go back and you know the story during the titans of American business. Andrew Carnegie, Vanderbilt, the railroads, J.P. Morgan, banking, financing, and even into doing railroads. But It was John D. Rockefeller. People look back. He became the richest man in the world. And as money goes, they say, you know, if he was here in today's world, he would be much richer than Bill Gates is. And nobody's ever had as much money, some people say, in the history of the world as John D. Rockefeller did. And how did he get it? He worked for control. And when he got his business together, he got into oil. And what he did was he shut down little oil companies. He would price them out of the market. He would run his. He was so big he could afford to lose money and cause all the smaller companies to lose their money. They couldn't stay in business, and he'd buy them out cheap. And then he got bigger and bigger. He controlled all the oil in the United States, Standard Oil Company, and it was finally broken up, antitrust rules in the Supreme Court. It goes back years ago, but what happened was he wanted to consolidate power where he had control. What is going on now? Look at the White House. Look at this administration. They took over every student loan. They even came out with banks that still have student loans. They're forcing them to do unrealistic regulations. And so it's going to be easier just to go ahead and give those loans to the government. They're forcing everything out. They are cutting out the little man, the little banks. Somebody else could do something. And they're laughing all the way to their consolidation and Marxist rule. I just have to tell you, that's what Marxism wants. It wants to take everything away and decide who gets what. And the communists are not as bad as the Marxists. The communists want central control, but the Marxists want central control and to be able to dish everything out. Well, and just the beginning. What happened with the banks? Look, it's the big banks that's going to survive this Dodd-Frank thing, because the little community banks, those banks to help you and me and people in small communities all across this country, they will not be able to do the paperwork. You understand? The big banks know this. They didn't like all the Dodd-Frank regulation, but they could read the writing on the wall. Hey, they'll get to gobble up the little banks because they won't be able to stay in business on their own with all the regulations, all the paperwork, all the legal terms, all the departments they just don't have because they're not big enough. And what else? Health care, Obamacare, the Patient Affordability Act. What a misnomer. Wow. But I have to tell you, that's what Marxists want to do, put everything under their control and divvy out what's fair, what they perceive is fair. And what's happening in the overall picture, what's been happening, and it's really going to come big time now, is the big hospitals. The government wants everything to go to the big hospitals. They want to force private doctors out of competition. They don't want competition to the big hospitals. They overcompensate and make things easier for doctors to be hired by the big hospitals. That is control. They do not like private business, and they're getting rid of it. Does your doctor still have a private business? It's getting bigger, more groups, and groups are being bought out by big hospitals. It's a trend that is growing rapidly. There won't be many private doctors' offices left. What does that mean to you? They can't make little decisions. They'll say, oh, can't help you here, can't help you there. They just have to do what the big boss hospital tells them to do. Again, under this administration, we're losing our freedoms, and this is what the taxing mechanism is. They want to tax the small businesses, tax those in private business. They want to force things into big conglomerates. If it's big hospitals, big banks, that's what they do. And once they get the control into these centralized places, they control those, and then they can even... One, they get the government control. That's what the progressive state is. What do you think progressive means? It's not for the little people. Progressive means we'll progress on to the communism, Marxist theory that the socialists don't understand. They think, let's just be socialists, but it's all a scheme, and it's growing rapidly. Look around. I'm telling you, look around. It starts in what is the bulk of our economy. When you look at the student loans, you look at the banks, you look at the hospitals, and that's exactly how auto companies, you know, were taken over by the government. Oh, me. I just have to tell you, that's what the whole taxing mechanism is, to get rid of the small businesses And I don't care what you hear President Obama say, he wants to get rid of small businesses so they can have control of the big ones. And the lobbyists of the big businesses, they know exactly what they're doing. They're playing hand in hand with the big government folks, because the bigger they can grow, the bigger the government can control. And the little entrepreneurs, the little folks, they're getting squeezed and squeezed harder every year, paying more and more taxes. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, the taxes. And it just makes me want to scream this.
Now my life is changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Do you need some help? Does your independence seem like it's vanishing in the haze? Well, those are some things that we're working on right here, and you're hearing about it. I don't want you to get frustrated. I don't want you to get depressed. I want you to get fired up to do something about it. What can you do? Be calling your congressman. Back our Second Amendment rights. Back our civil rights. Do not let people take them away. And I have to tell you this. The Tombstone of the Week Award goes to Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, and he always talks about pinhead or patriot. Well, he's a pinhead on this one, and I'll tell you why. Let me tell you something. About a little over a year and a half ago, there's a new CEO came in at JCPenney. The company was having a lot of trouble, JCPenney, and so the new CEO came in, and he came from Apple. I believe it was Ron Johnson. Well, Ron Johnson wanted to make JCPenney hip, and so what he do? First thing he did, he brought in Ellen DeGeneres and said she's our spokesperson. And there's a group called 1MillionMoms.com, and they said, you know, JCPenney is a family-oriented store, has been for years, started on strong family values. We just don't think that's appropriate to have a leading gay rights activist as your spokesperson. But the CEO didn't back down, and so Bill O'Reilly came in and supported Ellen DeGeneres. And there's not anything about her lifestyle that was promoting traditional families, the big shoppers at JCPenney, women shopping there for their families. But what happened is Bill O'Reilly, he just really let the 1MillionMoms.com organization have it. He just lambasted them and accused them of discrimination. All they said is they wanted a spokesperson that would represent family values, traditional values, and they just did not agree with Ellen DeGeneres. But what happened, Bill O'Reilly just really smoked 1MillionMoms.com. But I think he's a pinhead, and I'll tell you why. Because 1MillionMoms.com, they went to work talking to families across the country, and they talked to mothers, and guess what? JCPenney, in about 18 months that Ron Johnson was there, their sales plunged about 25%. So I think the 1MillionMoms.com must have really got on Facebook and online and worked over their friends out there and across the country. And what happened was the JCPenney, if you didn't hear last week, they ousted Ron Johnson after 18 months. So the shares had dropped 44% since he'd gone in. And then just a week before they dumped him, they dropped another 25%. So JCPenney's having some trouble. And 1MillionMoms.com, I think they had the last word, Bill O'Reilly. And that's why I think you're a pinhead for accusing them of discrimination when they just did their God-given rights to go out and do a boycott if they wanted to. And that's what they did. And evidently, 1MillionMoms.com must be pretty effective. So that's why I give Bill O'Reilly a pinhead award for being so demanding and really demeaning to the organization who just wanted to stand up for what they believed in. So that's this week's Tombstone of the Week Award going to Bill O'Reilly, and it's also the end of this show. I'm glad you're listening to us, and next week We'll have another show. The politics never stop. The rock splitting is going to never stop. We're going to crack through the rock to find the story you need to know about that's important for you to know what's going on. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.